And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
November the 5th, 1814, on West Government Street in Pensacola, Spanish West Florida. This is News Radio 1620. As we broadcast, your reporter can still see the dust raised by the marching feet of a troop of Tennessee militia commanded by General Andrew Jackson, the marching men moving west out of the village. And they've had plenty of excitement here. Jackson's men marched here from Mobile, where they believed they would encounter British troops which had just landed there, part of the intended invasion of the southern United States by the British in this ongoing war of 1812. But the British force had moved back to Pensacola, and so Jackson hurried east, determined to drive the Brits out. Instead, Spanish militia ordered by Governor Fulch had positioned themselves on the west side to meet the Americans. A modest skirmish occurred, after which the Spanish fell back. Meanwhile, Jackson learned that the British had already embarked on naval vessels here under the command of Admiral Cochrane. Jackson believes that the British are en route to New Orleans. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This half hour is presented by City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Saturday in the park, I think it was the 4th of July. Saturday in the park, I think it was the 4th of July.
Good morning. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Joining me now is Deja Dowdell with Play Pensacola. We're going to talk all things parks and rec, but I want to invite you on into the conversation. I want to hear what you're looking forward to most this season. Deja, we are going into our cooler months, and so I want to hear from all of our friends, 850-437-1620, what they're looking forward to most of all as it gets chilly out.
That is right. We are. So, of course, we had such a great summer season, and everything just kind of winds down and gets a little bit more quiet on our end. Not necessarily that things come to a stop. We're very busy working on the back end and getting geared up for next year, but we do have still things going on. It just gets a little bit more quieter, more calm.
That's sometimes a good thing. With all the holiday rush and hustle and bustle, it's okay.
Absolutely. You know, we really place our focus into our school programs as well as things going on in our centers. So generally during the summertime, for anyone that's tuning in or maybe new to Pensacola, during the summer months, that's when we have all of our citywide events, our Blues on the Bay and our Movies in the Park and things that are going on. And then as we transition into the fall and the spring, even though we did just have the Ore Fest, which was a wonderful event, and I want to say thank you to everyone who came out on the 23rd. That was such a beautiful time out there on the bayou at Bayview. But that is the capstone of our bigger events for the year, and then we transition into more of our center-based events. So still have a lot of stuff going on for you, and I'd love to tell you about it.
Absolutely. Okay, so what are we going to kick off with today? I know also, of course, we do want to talk about the school program too and remind people that that's still happening.
Absolutely. So our after-school programs are year-round, and we do accept youth, and we would love for everyone to visit our website, playpensacola.com, find out what school your child attends and what particular center services that school. And get registered. You know, we are there until 6 p.m. at our centers. So we would love for everyone to come out. We have programs at Cobb, Fricker, Woodland Heights, and Gold Point. Gold Point is actually not operating right now, but they will be back in the winter for our winter camps that are going to be coming, because we actually have our winter break and Thanksgiving break camps on the way.
That's right. Oh my goodness. I can't believe we're already preparing for that. It feels a little weird, but I am very thankful that we do have just the options to be able to have the kids having fun while we still have to go to work.
Yeah, it's funny because when you're an adult, you think about it from the perspective like, okay, well, I have to go to work. Kids are like, yay!
Exactly. That's how you know you're doing a good job.
But our holiday camps are there for parents. Our first one will be this month. And so if you are able to register your child at Cobb, Fricker, Woodland Heights, and you would like for that week of Thanksgiving break to have your child registered, our fall break camp is from the 22nd through the 26th. We are accepting kids to come out. So come on out. Let me correct myself. It's not through the 26th because that is the day after Thanksgiving. So it wraps before Thanksgiving, but do come out. We would love to have your child out and enjoying the week with us.
Okay, very good. And while we're talking about kiddos, can we touch on the athletics programs?
Absolutely. I'm so glad that you brought that up because we do have some changes with our registration dates this year. So we have youth basketball. This is a very popular program that all of our youth enjoy. We have something from ages 5 through 14, our Vickery Youth Basketball League, as well as our Alpha Elite Youth Basketball League, are registering. Our registration is open right now. So do take advantage of that. Vickery traditionally keeps their registration open through January. However, that is changing. That will end on the 26th of this month. So please do, if you are interested in Vickery Youth Basketball League in particular, do take advantage of registering right away. Please don't wait until the end. Registration will end on November 26th. For Alpha Elite Youth Basketball, that will end at the end of the year on December 31st.
So basketball is pretty much one of the hot sports when it comes to play Pensacola.
Absolutely.
That's so good. I love that.
It really is. It's exciting. And I mean, basketball is fun in general. I personally played, so I understand that team effort and that those leadership skills that you get, the development and the excitement that you get from being a part of a team and having your team rely on you. So, you know, if you want your child to develop those skills and really have a great time, we have really great programs that extend throughout into the spring. So please do come on board. We're also looking for coaches and volunteers as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's one of the things I completely like have become so enamored with when it comes to City of Pensacola and Play Pensacola. And if you're just tuning in, Deja Dowdell has joined us with Pensacola Parks and Recreation, Play Pensacola. You might know it more. So, but these are parents. These are family members and volunteers that come out and coach these kiddos because they have been impacted by playing sports. They know the benefits that come with having kids not only be able to enjoy a team sport and understand leadership and what it all means, but also get outside or inside, and if you're playing basketball, and be able to just get your body moving during these colder months.
Absolutely. And if you think about it from the health perspective, it's really good just to, you know, stay active and, you know, really, and for the kiddos, it's a great exertion of energy. You know, they're so excited at their games. And to be honest, you know, from my experience going out and watching them play, they're very skilled. You will learn not only the fundamentals, but you'll step your game up. It won't be
actually
just, you know, shoot around.
That's, you know what, Deja, you brought up a really excellent point, because so these are kids, and of course we, you know, we cut them some slack because they're kids. We're not trying to play for $1 million, right? But Deja, these volunteers that coach, they also have just the skill too, and they want to see that refined in the children and also be able to just like pour into their lives, because one day those kids are going to look back and they're going to be so glad. I have a soccer player, not a basketball player yet, but don't count her out. And I will say, when you play with Play Pensacola, it's not just, oh, you're showing up, you get to kick the ball around and then you go home. It's there. It really is truly an experience.
Absolutely. And that's what we pride ourselves on, you know, really making that, you know, you touched on it earlier, the community effort with having our community leaders coming out and, you know, really teaching our youth those skill sets that carry throughout life. And then, you know, really teaching them the game and getting involved and loving the sport and growing a love for the sport. And you don't have to be, you know, experienced. We do have basketball camps at first. I was informed that we weren't going to be doing them, but I actually just touched base with our program leaders over at Woodland Heights. And so we will be hosting our basketball boot camps. Once we get those dates ironed out, that information will be available on our website, playpensacola.com. And if you go down to programs and events and you'll see athletics and sports, you can see youth sports and check out basketball. And we're also very excited this year for our 2022 program, Sandy Sensing Chevrolet will be sponsoring Alpha Elite. So we want to thank them for coming on board and helping us propel our program.
Oh, excellent. That is so awesome. Hey, it takes sponsorships like them to make things happen. And Deja, I just had an idea. We are approaching Christmas season. Everybody is already starting to plan their holidays. What better way to like make your kids' holiday than sign them up for a sport they've been talking about? And it lasts all season long.
Yeah, it does. Our so Vickery, I believe, goes through February, mm-hmm. and Alpha Elite extends a little bit longer into March, I want to say. But it really is a great thing to, you know, it's a perfect gift. The price point is very affordable. You know, we definitely want to ensure that everyone has the opportunity to play with Vickery. That program is $83 for city residents, $93 for non-city residents. For Alpha Elite Youth Basketball, it's $25 for age 7, $35 for ages 10 and 12, and then $50 for ages 14. If you'd like to make a contribution and maybe sponsor an entire team or enter a team, that team entry fee is $300.
Oh, nice. And another note before we move on, all relatively priced. You tend to think, oh, sports costs a lot of money. But here in Pensacola, y'all make it very reasonable and affordable for kids to be able to get out and play.
Thank you. That's our goal. You know, sports can be very expensive. So, you know, we are very happy about, you know, being able to bring this opportunity to families so that everyone can participate if they're interested, regardless of any, you know, the financial cost.
Absolutely. All right. So we have covered athletics. And of course, we have the kids. If you want to enroll them into the holiday camps, those are available too, cityofpensacola.com. But Deja, and if you want to hop on into the conversation, 850-437-1620, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Deja, what's happening in the calendar? I see we do have a few things when it comes to events with Play Pensacola.
We do. Again, as I mentioned, we don't go silent.
No.
By all means, we don't.
Not at all.
We definitely don't.
And, I don't see you as going silent, so it's okay.
No.
Own it.
Not at all. We definitely, you know, work very hard to keep everyone active, and that's important for mm-hmm. us. And so if, you know, you were tuning in or you're just tuning in, we talked about everything that we have for our youth and our basketball programs, but let us make something happen for our seniors. They are having a winter formal. So Frozen in Time winter formal will take place Friday, December 3rd at Bayview Senior Center. And that'll be from 5 to 8 p.m. It's a black tie fair. So dress
fancy.
Up, dress out. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That is so cute. I love that you have that for them.
So excited about it. And they always, I mean, they rock the place. Every event that I go to at Bayview Senior, their team does a phenomenal job with getting everyone out. And when I say everyone, not just our senior community, but our community partners, they do such a great job with investing in our program. And I want to thank them. So we have a great program that is coming up. There will be heavy hors d'oeuvres and refreshments that will be served to keep you on your feet and well nourished. Definitely visit our website. It's on our homepage, playpensacola.com. Florida Blue is going to be sponsoring a photo booth so that you can capture all of the memories of the night. So we are looking forward to everyone coming out. If you're 50 plus and you're tuning in, definitely call Molly at 850-912-4104 or email her at mmahati, that's M-A-H-T-A-N-I, at cityofpensacola.com. And I pronounced that wrong. It's Matani. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You did your best. I like it.
yeah. But it is on our website. So do visit playpensacola.com. You'll be able to see all of that information there and, you know, get spelling and everything correct. But again, The easiest way probably is by phone. If you're tuning in, it's 850-912-4104.
Okay, excellent. Do we have anything else going on for our seniors?
So not specifically for seniors, but for a little bit of everyone, of course, our first Sundays, we do host yoga in Community Maritime Park. So that is coming up. I know we have a lot going on this weekend with our Blue Angels that are coming home for a performance. So please do consider us. Maybe, you know, you go out Friday, Saturday to enjoy that. And then on Sunday, you just want to unwind with a nice stretch in the park. And we would welcome that and love that. So definitely do come out to Community Maritime Park on Sunday at 9:30 a.m.
And that's free.
That is free. That is free. And this we're getting ready to wrap up our season. So that is, you know, it's coming up this following Sunday, or this upcoming Sunday will be our second to last one for the year. And then we'll get our new dates and discuss things with Breathe Yoga. We are very thankful that they lead this program with us, because I personally couldn't be out there teaching yoga. I love yoga, but I'm not skilled.
That's all right.
In that area.
I think I know downward dog, and that's child's pose, and then the one when you're at the end and you go to sleep. That's it.
Exactly. Shavasana. Love that.
That's my favorite part.
That's my favorite one too.
We'll go.
And
we'll just do Shavasana the whole time.
The whole time, exactly. So we're thankful for Breathe Yoga, because obviously, you know, myself and Jenna, we wouldn't be instructing the class, but we never know. You may catch us out there enjoying it.
That's
so
right.
Hey, take advantage.
Yes. And speaking of enjoying things, are we still seeing the dance classes taking place?
So dance registration has closed for the season.
Okay.
However, they are taking place. And so that program is bustling and they're enjoying themselves. They just shared photos of their Halloween week. They dressed out in costume all week long. And it was so adorable to see everyone out in their costumes and dance class. So a shout out to all of our Goalpoint instructors that are working on that program. They have a great time. But please don't, you know, don't fret. We will be always offering information. We may have pop-up events. You never know. So definitely stay tuned for anything more coming from that program.
Excellent. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. I'm hanging out this morning with Deja Dowdell. Play Pensacola. Yes, our City of Pensacola, the Parks and Rec Department, does such an amazing job, not just throughout the summer, but year-round to bring fun. And also, Deja, I want to make a note that I've been noticing a lot of renovations with our playgrounds.
All right.
In
oh
my neighborhood. Yes, I'm so excited.
All right. I'm so excited that you mentioned that, Jenna, because I was definitely going to get into that and let everyone know that we are making renovations in our park playgrounds. And if your local park, you've seen some changes, definitely enjoy that, because it is something that we've been working very hard to bring to you, our superintendents and our program director. You know, they work very hard with working with our different organizations in the area to be able to bring these renovations to our park playground. So hey, we are so excited for that. So Woodcliff Park, Catalonia Square, that we have a lot of them, and even more on the way. So take advantage of that. We love to see these. These are something that our citizens have been asking for, and it's just such an honor to be able to roll that out and see it in fruition, especially after such a tough year.
Oh, absolutely. And seeing how much, you know, our city cares about the growth, there's a lot of neighborhoods that are changing and growing and adapting, and then being able to do something that we all get to enjoy. There's no restrictions. It doesn't cost anything for us. The city is the one that's pouring back into us. It's pretty cool. And to get to see new playgrounds for our kiddos too, that just are popping up. And some of them, you know, they needed the renovation, and other ones you just came in and spruced it up and it made it so much better.
Thank you. Thank you. And the truth is, you know, they do have a life expectancy. Playgrounds mm-hmm. do. True. You know, that's something that, you know, and we want to keep everything modern and fresh. And I mean, I've been talking with some of our superintendents on that, and there's some pretty cool stuff coming. Like, I get a chance to take a glimpse at the renders and, you know, some of those decisions. I'm not involved in that process directly, but, you know, just to kind of hear about, you know, where their ideas are and the work and research that goes into, you know, what does this playground do? Is it ADA accessible? Are these different amenities, things that, you know, we want to introduce aesthetically? How does it look? There's so much mm-hmm. that goes into that. It's not just, hey, that playground right over there, we're going to go with it.
Right. So there's thought behind it is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Yes. And hey, Deja, I do want to remind our listeners again, Deja Dowdell is here with the City of Pensacola, the Parks and Recreation Department. We know them as Play Pensacola because they want us to get out and play. But we do have a program that is accessible to us in Pensacola 311. So if individuals do see something going on at their parks or around the city, they can reach out to the city to just not make a report, but it kind of is, right?
Yeah, it is. It is a report. It's more, you know, it's a way for you to
communicate.
You know, communicate. Yeah, that's the best way to say it. You said it spot on. Communicate with us and let us know your thoughts, ideas, suggestions, requests. You know, it's very welcome, so do utilize that resource, please.
Absolutely. And hey, it's about 9:55 here on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Deja, with our time left, what do we have to look forward to in the city of Pensacola?
Please do take a look at our event calendar. We're always, you know, posting things up there to let everyone know. On the third Sunday of the month, we have free Pilates. That's on the 21st, so get, you know, it's a good time to get in a good workout before you eat all of that good turkey and stuffing and cranberry sauce. I can't wait. You know, get out there.
Wait.
And I can't.
Then but we Shavasana.
Right, we Shavasana at the start of the month, and then we gear up for a great tonal workout with Pure Pilates Studio out of Community Maritime Park from 10:30 to 11:30. We also have a special treat. This is coming up on the 10th of the month. It's Tide for Change, which is a film premiere that's going to be hosted by Escambia County UF IFAS Extension Office and Place SLR. The short film, Tide for Change, is going to be discussing the impact of sea level and rise in Northwest Florida. So do take advantage of that. That's also at Kennedy Maritime Park at the amphitheater. That will be on November 10th from 4 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Okay, Tides of Change. And so that's just, it's a short film premiere.
Yes.
Oh, very
and again,
cool.
It'll discuss the impact of sea level rise and how residents can support and, you know, see that forward, because we have so many waterways in our area. We, you know, from Bruce Beach to Bayou Tahara, Sanders Beach, there's so much. And, you know, the Pensacola Bay, that impacts, you know, all of our areas. So definitely come out for that. I think it'll be a great way to find out more information and really get involved.
I love that. That's right. It looks like it's from 4 p.m. to 7:30, and it's free at Community Maritime Park?
Yes, absolutely. It is absolutely free. And the there will be events that will take place. However, the actual film will air at 6 p.m. So I do want to make that note just in case, you know, you don't necessarily have to go out right at 4, but we welcome it. That way, you know, you can engage and interact with everyone there. There will be a lot of different organizations, Florida Sea Grant, Mississippi, Alabama Sea Grant, Consortium. Everyone will be out there to be able to help provide information and engage with you. And then at 6 p.m., that film will start.
Okay, so much fun. That's something great to do with your family, and it's family friendly, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a great way to really, you know, teach our youth to care about environmental conservation and, mm-hmm. you know, the different things that really should matter to all of us. And so it'll be a great thing for everyone to come out and look at.
Absolutely. So much fun. So we do have things. We've got yoga. We've got Pilates. We have the seniors beautiful gala. I'm excited for that. Frozen in Time. And then Tides of Change short film premiere happening November 10th. You can come out at 4 p.m. It's free at Maritime Park, Community Maritime Park Amphitheater in downtown Pensacola. Deja, what's the website one more time for everyone to go to and online?
www.playpensacola.com. Basketball, holiday camps, you name it.
Okay, excellent. Well, Deja, thank you for hanging out with me this morning. We'll talk to you next month.
All right. Thank you so much, Jenna.
Absolutely. All right, don't go anywhere. Stefan Schmidt is joining me next with Boat Smart. Text in your questions, 850-437-1620.